Aquarian rising. Oh, hallelujah. It's your girl Jetty, Empress Jetty, the rabble rouser. This is a Black Enlightainment short. I want you to consider two groups of people, and I won't even say who they are. And let's look at these two groups of people. Let's call it post-Civil War. Post-Civil War, Group A, left to their own devices, thrived. I mean, they thrived so quickly and so abundantly that absolutely everyone around them became infuriated, so that they burned down their towns, drowned out their towns, killed all their leaders. And for the next 200 years, the government's sole purpose when involved with these people was to impose on them interferences that prevented at all costs them ever achieving that type of abundant and peaceful living again. So many hundred years later, these people are in government-controlled areas that have the worst conditions. Group B, post-Civil War, a group of people were given land and given absolute autonomy on that land. No government interference, no government sanctions, no outside interference whatsoever. Fast forward so many hundred years, and you find those people still on those lands, many of them. And you find the conditions, the living conditions on those lands, to be comparable to the poor government orchestrated conditions of the first group. Some even argue that the conditions of the second group of people on their designated lands, where they rule and reign freely, to be worse than that of the group of people in the government-imposed reality. Now, if that doesn't tell you all you need to know about who is from here, who the land blesses, who knows this land, who knows this realm, who the ancestors are with, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you guys. It took hundreds of years of the government interfering to get us here. Those people did it themselves, to themselves.